Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. Luli Nishmas Avi Moria, Rav Hillel ben Meir Yechiel Machal, Arayni Kaparos Meshkava, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichrono Lebracha. We are in Sefer Zechariah, and we are up to Perek Gimel. We are in the middle of the Haftorah of Parshas Baaloscha and Shabbos Chanukah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now going to go ahead and make an accusation, a famous accusation. Vayareini es Yoshua, Kohen Agadol, Omed Lifnei Malach Hashem. He showed me the Yoshua, the Kohen Gadol, standing before Hashem's angel, Vasatan, Omed al Yimino, listen, now when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Satan, is standing at his right to accuse him. What does that mean? It was a metaphor for those people who were opposed to the reconstruction of the Beis HaMikdash. We're going to see in Sefer Nehemiah that there was an individual named Sanballat. He was very opposed. And Yoshua was directly affected by their antagonism. He was supposed to be able to serve as the Kohen Gadol. And the prosecutor was standing on the right side of the accused. And he was standing there, I'm not giving Musa to his sons for marrying people who are not able to go ahead and be involved with the Kohen Gadola. Vayomer Hashem ala Satan, so Hashem said to the prosecuting angel, Yigar Hashem b'cha Satan, Yigar Hashem b'cha b'cher b'Yerushalayim, Alozeh ud mutzal me'esh, Hashem said to the Satan, I'm denouncing you, Satan. Hashem, who chooses Yerushalayim, will denounce you. That in the end, that Hashem would bring about the downfall of those who oppose the reconstruction of the Beis HaMikdash. It would eventually be rebuilt. Why, this is a brand rescued from fire. This is a metaphor, says the Ibn Ezra, for all of Am Yisrael who came back to Eretz Yisrael. And in effect, the Malach was saying to Yoshua, defending Yoshua, saying, didn't he suffer enough? How could you sit there and accuse him? Or it refers to the Pasuk, Hashem should make you like Zechariah and Achav, who the king of Babel sent to the fire, from which the Gemara learns that Yoshua was thrown into the fire along with them, but he survived. And that's what the Malach said. Look, he miraculously survived the fire. He has to be somebody worthy. How are you able to stand up to him? You know, our Barbanel says the fire is a reference to Antiochus, right? And that may be one of the reasons why we read this Haftorah on Shabbos Chanukah. So here he has this image. Right? Yoshua was wearing filthy garments. It's a metaphor for the sins of the children. And he was standing in front of the Malach, Omed Lifnei HaMalach. Right? So he was standing before the Malach, who spoke up, and he said to those standing around him, take off those filthy garments. And he said, see, I took away your sin from you, and I'm going to put you in clean garments. In other words, he stood in front of the Malach that spoke to Yoshua, and he said, separate the filthy garments, take your children away, right, from their wives. According to the Malach, it means that he can't be punished for his children's averos. And once sins are removed, the clean garments are there. And the Pasuk says, Ba'omar yasimu tzanif tahor al rosho, ba'yasimu atzanif ha-tahor al rosho. And then I said, let him put a tzanif tahor, a pure turban, right, which is one of the big day kahuna. And I said, let it be put on his head, right? And so it was put on, umalach Hashem omid. And they put him in the garments while the Malach stood next to him. And so the Pasuk says, Vayada Malach Hashem Yoshua Lemor, the Malach bore witness for Yoshua, saying, listen, here's the deal, right? He says, listen, if you walk in my path and you keep my charge, then you will take charge of my house and guard my courtyard, and I'll let you stroll among those angels, right? If you emulate Hashem's traits, then I'll let you go ahead and walk around, that Yoshua or your descendants would get a place in the Olam Haba, or that Nimosa Mashiach, the Kohanim will be elevated. They'll look like Malachim, says the Malbim, right? And the Pesukim continue, Shmana Yoshua Kohen Gadol, Atavri Echa, Yoshim Lefanecha, Kianchi Mofes Hema, Kihinani Mavias Abdi Tzemach. Hashem says, listen, Yoshua, the Kohen Gadol, you and your companions who sit before you, they are worthy of miracles. I'll bring my servant Tzemach. Who is the servant Tzemach? Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah. Those are the people who are worthy of miracles. Anshe Mofes Hema. That's a reference to Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah, who were thrown into a fiery firmament in the time. The Malbim says, no, it's a reference to all Talmidei Chachamim at that time. They're all going to be able to get Tzemach. That's a prophecy that, according to Rashi, is a reference to the Zerubbabel's gradual rise in esteem after years of being anonymous. And consequently, his request to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash and Yerushalayim was finally given to him. Some say Tzemach is one of the names of Mashiach, as it says in Yirmiyahu. And Ibn Ezra says that's why the Gematria is the same as Menachem, which is also one of the names of Mashiach. And so here, Ki Hanani HaEven Asher Nasati Lefnei Yehoshua Al Even Achas Shevainayim, that's what we say. Here's the stone I placed before Yehoshua. On the one stone there are seven eyes. Hineni mefatech bituchanu um Hashem tzvakos umashdi esavon aretz ayibi yom echad. Here's the stone that I placed before Yehoshua, seven eyes. On a single stone, I'll engrave its inscription, says Hashem, and I'll take away the sin of the land in one day, right? In that situation. By Yom Ahu, on that day, Noam Hashem Tzvakos Tikru Ish L'Reyot Alach Tachas Gefen Vel Tachas Teina. On that particular day, says Hashem, you'll invite each other to take shade under the vines and under the fig trees. You're going to just be able to understand that when the foundations of the Beis HaMikdash are going to be set, or when the Nevuos of Chagai are going to be fulfilled, people are going to come in and take shade in that situation. We're not done yet with this famous Haftorah, but we have come to the end of the third parak, and we look forward to getting to that particular Yom Ahu. When we get there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should make it very soon. B'mheira v'yameinu. Everyone have a great day, and a wonderful, fantastic Shabbos.